The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services extends Medicaid payment flexibilities amid the ongoing Change Healthcare outage. President Biden signs an executive order to expand research on women's health. And another drug maker caps prescription asthma inhaler prices at $35 per month amid lawmaker scrutiny. It's Tuesday, March 19th. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is Just Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in 10 minutes or less. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services released flexibilities for state Medicaid agencies on Friday to assist providers reeling from Change Healthcare's ongoing service outages tied to last month's massive cyber attack on the company. CMS is encouraging states to submit Medicaid state plan amendments so they can make interim payments to providers who have been unable to submit claims via Change's platform. This is one of the latest moves from the federal government to help shore up hospitals, pharmacies, and other entities who have faced challenges getting reimbursed for their services. Last week, the Department of Health and Human Services and CMS announced that affected provider organizations and suppliers could qualify for accelerated Medicare payments to continue operations. And CMS has also extended new flexibilities to providers that allow them to more easily switch clearinghouses, as well as file claims on paper. Change Healthcare, one of the largest clearinghouses in the nation, was hit by a ransomware attack orchestrated by the group Black Cat on February 21st. Since then, Change has had to disable many of its core business functions, including billing, prior authorization eligibility checks, and prescription fulfillment. Change was acquired by United Health Group and folded into its Optum vertical in 2022. In its latest update on the cyber attack, Optum said that it has completed a new instance of Change Healthcare's RX Card Finder service, which became operational last Friday. The company said it is still working to restore access for providers who have lost claims connectivity. Change handles roughly 15 billion healthcare transactions every year and reportedly touches one in three patient records in the United States. Its footprint in the industry means many provider organizations have faced cash flow issues for close to a month. According to the American Hospital Association, roughly 94% of hospitals are reporting that the cyber attack is impacting them financially, with 50% reporting the impact as significant or serious. The federal government, through HHS's Office for Civil Rights, announced last week that it's launching a probe into United and Change to see what patient information was exposed and to what extent. President Biden on Monday signed an executive order aimed at strengthening women's health research in the United States. Under the executive order, the National Science Foundation and Department of Health and Human Services are directed to prioritize investments in women's health research, including ways to use artificial intelligence to advance the initiative. HHS will also expand data collection on women's midlife health and launch an agenda that can guide investment towards menopause-related research. The order also directs the Office of Management and Budget, as well as the Gender Policy Council, to lead efforts to assess gaps in federal funding when it comes to this research. At an event at the White House on Monday to celebrate Women's History Month, President Biden said that there have been major breakthroughs made in medicine, but women have often not been the focus. He said that the $200 million investment made through his executive order would kickstart better women's health research and take a more integrative approach across the federal government.
And I'm directing the most comprehensive set of executive actions ever taken to improve women's health, ever taken. And I'm going to ensure that women's health is integrated and prioritized across the entire federal government. It's not just in women's health, not just in NIH, the National Science Foundation, the Defense Department, the Environmental Protection Agency. I mean, across the board, this is really serious. And I will spearhead new research and innovation for breakthroughs in a wide range of women's health needs.
According to a study published in the Journal of Women's Health in 2021, researchers found that the National Institutes of Health's funding typically favors men in close to 75% of cases where a disease primarily impacts one gender. Biden's executive order follows the release of his proposed $7.3 trillion 2025 fiscal year budget, where he also called on Congress to dedicate an additional $12 billion in funding for women's health research. It also builds on a previous $100 million investment announced last month by First Lady Jill Biden through the White House's Women's Health Research Initiative. That money comes from HHS's Advanced Research Projects Agency for Health, or ARPA-H's Sprint for Women's Health Initiative. Another drug maker will cap the monthly cost of prescription asthma inhalers for consumers amid increased scrutiny from federal lawmakers and regulators. AstraZeneca announced on Monday that beginning on June 1st, eligible patients in the United States will pay no more than $35 per month out of pocket for its inhalers. These include AirSupra, Bevespi Aerosphere, Breztri Aerosphere, and Symbicort. Previously, the company reduced the list price of Symbicort on January 1st. AstraZeneca's move follows rival drug maker Boehringer Ingelheim's announcement earlier this month that it would do the same thing. In January, Democrats on the Senate's Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, or HELP Committee, launched an investigation into the high price of these asthma treatments, demanding more information regarding the cost to manufacture inhalers and internal communication regarding these companies' strategies, including any tactics used to keep generics from reaching the market. They also asked for information regarding patient assistance programs and patent information related to the inhalers. The investigation focused on AstraZeneca, Boehringer Ingelheim, GlaxoSmithKline, now known as GSK, and Teva. Progressive independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders said in a statement released on Monday that he was pleased that AstraZeneca would cap the monthly cost of inhalers for patients and called on GSK and Teva to follow suit. This has been Gist Healthcare Daily from Kauffman Hall. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the podcast. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at gisthealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The Gist Weekly.